morning, everyone. Welcome to our session. This is a session that's co-sponsored between the Nutrients and Environmental Quality community, as well as Sarah 17. A couple announcements. The Sarah 17 mixer is tonight from 5 to 7 at the Hilton Minneapolis. I believe there's actually a walkway that you can get to that hotel here in case it's raining, which it's been most of the time we've been here. It's at Marquette Ballroom 3, okay, and that's from 5 to 7. For those of you who are getting CEU credits, that sign-up sheet here in the red will be up here, okay? As far as the session today goes, everyone's allotted 15 minutes at 12 minutes, meaning you have 3 minutes left. One of us will stand up and try to get your attention. And as you're approaching that time, your 15 minutes, we'll start probably moving a little closer to you. So, you know, it's important that we stay on track because people are coming in and out trying to get in the session. So I just encourage you to finish up in that 12 or 13 minutes if you can and leave a couple minutes for questions at the end. So, timer, are we at 8? Oh, okay. So on this, I guess you need to, if you're going to sign up for the CEUs, you need to sign in now and then when you leave, when we're finished. And I guess just for those of you who are kind of scheduling, for scheduling purposes, our last two talks are canceled. So we'll be finishing up here at 11:30 instead of 12. Okay. So is there anything else that, no, okay. So I guess we can get started with Antonio's talk on dissolved and particulate runoff P loss as affected by tillage and fertilizer.
So maybe we should add a couple of slides now.
We have more time, that's right. So here's your pointer.
Yeah. Right there. Or the mouse works here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. And then just arrows to advance.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. You are the brave that decided not to go to the breakfast, huh? I was thinking maybe going there and skipping my talk, you know, but that couldn't be a good idea. Okay, I want to share some things we've done in Iowa in relation to the impact of some management factors like tillage and manure in comparison with fertilizer on the loss of total and dissolved P in runoff. Of course, we know that excess soil and P losses impair water quality. Now, of course, both the soil and the phosphorus need to be transported to a water body in order to create a problem. And among the transported P forms, we have several forms and fractions, but the two key ones are dissolved P, that it can be dissolved reacted P, total dissolved P, all kind of things. But that has an immediate but short-term impact in water bodies. And then particulate P, sediment bound, that has a delay impact and how much of it is sooner or later and how much depends on the hydrology and many things of the receiving body. And then, of course, many factors influence the P transport, and that's why we need the P index or some model in order to assess the risk of loss. Now, in terms of the P application, P applications increases the risk of P loss, no matter how we do it, how many pounds, the risk increase. And this is affected by many factors, soil properties, site hydrology, application rate, tillage and method time of application, soil test P level, among other things. And then, of course, incorporation or injection reduces P accumulation in the topsoil and should reduce P loss if erosion and runoff are controlled. See, we have known that for a long time. So what I want to share in this presentation is something about the effect of tillage, incorporation by tillage, the P source, essentially manure and fertilizer, time to a runoff event on P loss with sulfate runoff, and we conducted studies on the natural rainfall or simulated rainfall in the field. And we show results mainly for dissolved reacted P and total P. We measure total dissolved P, we measure by available P, and all those things, you know, but I'm showing just these two things. So let's start with the rainfall simulation. We use this, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to say too much about the methods. Most of you can imply many of those, but this is, we did lots of work with the rainfall simulator that the core group of 017 members put together in the middle 2000s. In fact, I'm still using it. Brad did a very good job with that simulator. And so that was what we did. One neat study of several we did. We have a no incorporation, okay? This was application to the surface. We apply 100 pounds of P2O5 with all the sources to soybean residue. And we decided to do that because this is what most farmers in Iowa do. They apply twice the P rate for the consorbent rotation before corn. And then these are means of six fields over 2 years. So let's look at the right graph first, okay? So we have here total runoff P, okay? And what we have is the loss with fertilizer, liquid swine manure from pits, poultry manure. This is manure, it's not litter, it's egg layers manure, okay? This is most what we have in Iowa. And then what we did, we applied these treatments. We did the runoff event within 24 hours of the application. We did it after about 10 days. And then we did what we call the 10 days wet, which is after application, we just simulated some rainfall, you know, to wet the sources in the surface, you know, on the soil, but not to create runoff. And then we created the runoff event 10 days later. So the big thing that we're seeing here is fertilizer at the top. This was DAP, DAP for fertilizer. The liquid soil manure, the poultry manure, and of course, no P. I mean, the soil test P varied greatly across sites. And then we have the effect of the runoff event. See, we essentially cut by half the losses with fertilizer or liquid manure just by the sources be there 10 days sitting on the soil surface here on soybean residue. But in poultry manure, yes, we reduced about half too, but the losses were much less, even total P, see, so the impact was less. Now let's look at the left side. This is dissolved runoff P. The same thing, the same indications. And then, of course, what we know already, if you apply P with no-till, without incorporation, a lot of that dissolved P is part of the total P, so above essentially 80%, about anyway, is 50 to 80%, the blue numbers of the dissolved P, of the total P was dissolved P. And we can see the same effect, you know, in terms of the impact of the runoff delay. And in general, there is a higher proportion of the dissolved P for fertilizer than we would expect for liquid manure than for poultry manure. But if you look at the numbers, it wasn't that clear, okay? It was much less than we expected. And we found that in several other experiments that we did. In this case, we complicate things a little bit. And what we have here is the dissolved and the total P in one chart. So what we did here, we put fertilizer, liquid swine, poultry manure again. And then we have the black bar is dissolved P, total load, and the gray is total P. And then we see again, you know, that in this case, with liquid manure, we was one-third of the losses with fertilizer. We get a runoff event shortly after application, the phosphorus in fertilizer goes. And then with poultry manure, was about a tenth of what we found. This is manure, it's not litter, okay? Remember that. Some of you coming from the south or the east. And then when we look at the proportion of this old P, of the total runoff, it wasn't that clear. See, 52% with fertilizer, 68% with liquid swine, and 57% with poultry. Now, then we incorporated the same treatments by disking, some light disking. Okay, by disking, and I'm not showing total soil loss, you know, things like that, but we cut by less than half the phosphorus loss by incorporation of both the total P and the dissolved P. And with the liquid manure, I mean, just look at the height of these bars here and here. So definitely there is an impact. Now remember, this is short term, okay? It's just a one runoff event. But then at the same time, we did that 10-day delay event, okay? An interesting thing that we found here is that a 10-day delay event with application to the SURFA was even better, or about the same or better, than just incorporating. Okay? And we have found this in all, we have at least many others that I'm not showing because we have only poultry and only swine and only beef cattle manure compared with fertilizers. I'm not showing that. So really the impact and knowing that the probability of a runoff event shortly within application, I mean, is a key issue. And then we look at the percent of the dissolved pea, it's not clear the difference. Say we poultry 20% here, we got about 47, but for swine and liquid and fertilizer, it was about just a bit higher, you know, in the event when there was a delay with the manure non-incorporated. So what we concluded with this is that the short-term dissolved and total pea loss was greater for fertilizer, much greater, less with liquid manure, and even less with solid manure, poultry manure. And we have other data with beef cattle manure, is the same thing. Largest difference were without incorporation, as you would expect between the sources. And the percent dissolved pea of the total pea, it was about the same ranking in general, but smaller differences and less consistent that with the total losses of either fraction. So a runoff delay after application really reduces total pea loss that we see with fertilizer or liquid manure especially. And there is no clear, really, in the proportion of the dissolved pea of the TP. The amounts change, but not the proportion. And then a runoff delay with no-till was more effective, the same or more effective at reducing dissolved pea loss and total pea loss than actual incorporation in these studies. So we have another study that this is on the natural rainfall. They're still going on now. We worked 6 years. And this was a non-factorial. We were comparing systems, okay? It was tillers, fertilizer, and liquid soil manure. I am showing average of 6 years. So we have one soil. There is the slope. And this was optimal soil test P, according to the Bray or the Melick 3 colorimetric. And corn soybean rotations, and we have no-till or chisel plow these tillers. And the pea treatments, some may say you were comparing bananas with apples, you know, but this is what happened out there. So what people do, they put the fertilizer broadcast in Iowa, they put in the fall the 2x rates for the corn soybean rotation. And the manure, they put the manure the same, the 2x rate before corn, because you put 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 gallons of liquid manure, and you're applying the pea for two crops, you know, and they apply the nitrogen for the corn. And then, of course, we recommend injecting the manure because of the nitrogen, you know, and the odor. So we are comparing, actually, the fertilizer was always broadcast, okay, with a no-till and with a chisel plow disc, and the liquid manure was injected with both. It's a system comparison. That's what we're interested on. So here we have the soil loss, okay? And just to go quickly, we have here the corn ears. Of course, in the corn ear is when we plant corn on soybean residue. And we apply the phosphorus before corn, okay? Remember that. So the soil loss, of course, we have with, here we have the first two bars, oops. We have more soil loss, you know, with the tillers. That with no tillers. I mean, we reduced to less than one half the soil loss with tillers. But look at the difference with the soybean ear, the green bars. In the soybean ear, when we don't apply the pea because we apply before corn, but also we are planting on corn residue, okay, we have about one-third, one-fourth of the soil loss. I'm sorry, soybean guys, but that's what happened. So when we look at the rotation average, the red bars, we still have, you know, that we reduce soil loss for the rotation to about one-third by no-till. Okay, we knew that, just to show you. Then we come, you know, the pea loss, okay? So what we have here is the total loss in the corn ear. You can see dissolved pea is about half of the total pea. And we see the effect of the tillage here. Okay, we have less total P loss with the no-till, not much difference between the fertilizer and the manure. So we applied fertilizer and manure P base. It's not much difference between the two sources. That's the key issue. In terms of the dissolved P, there were some difference, you know, but we get the highest losses with the no-till with manure. Soybean here, we have less, much less losses. And when we go to the rotation, the things that stand up is that the worst treatment was the tillage with fertilizer broadcast. That's what we found, okay? But in the case of the dissolved pea, the worst was the no-till. With no-till, we have about twice the dissolved pea loss. Here's exactly the same thing, but with a proportion of dissolved pea there. We have 1 minute, two? Okay, so and what we see here is that we do increase the proportion of dissolved pea with the no-till, no doubt about it. Look at these numbers, and then when we look here, we have about 60%, 57% of the total pea is dissolved with the no-till, and about 20% with the tillage. So what we conclude here is that no-tillage, of course, reduced soil loss by about 70%. The highest total P loss was for the broadcast fertilizer with tillage. Okay? The lowest, with no difference between them, was for broadcast fertilizer with no till or injected manure with or without till. We didn't find a difference for the rotation. There's twice more dissolved P loss with no till, and no differences between the P sources. Twice. And remember, this was an optimum soil test P, and the application was 100 pounds, you know, there's not that much. And then we have much higher soil and dissolved or total P loss with soybean residue in the corn year than in the corn residue. So we really need to work on this issue of the losses of soil and phosphorus in the corn year to where about 70% of farmers apply the phosphorus. Okay, they apply before the corn. Well, we know that if we are maintaining soil test P, it doesn't matter. They can put it before corn or the soybean. The same thing for yield. Okay. So the overall thoughts, the last slide, no-till does reduce soil P loss and also total loss, but sometimes increase the soil P loss, the total. The proportion is always increased of the total P, but sometimes it's increased, not always, the total P loss. Surface applied fertilizer, liquid manure in periods of low probability of runoff. We need to insist on that. In Iowa, there's not much runoff in the fall. Even now, it has been raining. We have measured no runoff in any of our sites in Iowa this week. Okay? We put the P to the surface or incorporate it in the spring. That's when we get the runoff losses. So we need to look in this issue of the tillage and the probability of a runoff event in order to do a better management for this.
Thanks.